This is Rodney from the Masculine Journey podcast, where we explore manhood within Jesus Christ. Your chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Sit back, enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together, we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
What a treat we have for you today on Kingdom Pursuits, where God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. We have Wendy Griffith with us, a famous TV personality, all sorts of interesting things she has done. And now she has an amazing book out, You Didn't Miss It, The Best God Has for Your Life. And so after all you've been able to do, Wendy, how is it that you didn't miss it?
Because I never gave up and I never stopped believing, even though I was over 50, and even though I was, the world was saying you definitely missed it, but God would not let me lay this desire down to be married, and God is faithful. And now I have this passion to tell other singles of all ages that they didn't miss it, that God can do it for them too.
Isn't that wonderful? That's an amazing story. I love it so much because one of the reasons is I had this dear friend. I mean, his name was Joe Valls, and he might be listening. I hope he is, because I've always thought so highly of him. But he was single like all these years, and he didn't want to be single. And he would fall in love. He'd fall head over heels. He'd get hurt again. It was so sad. It was, and this went on and on. And then, but from the very first time I met Joe, his thing was always, he would tell me, now, Robbie, and I was in the car business all these years. He would say, now, Robbie, don't get too attached to me, because someday I'm going to be a missionary in Africa. And so you never know when it's going to be. I'm going to go to Africa and be a missionary. And I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Support Your Local Sheriff, like he's always going to go to Australia. Well, that was how Joe was. He was always going to go to Africa to be a missionary. And finally, after he worked with me for about 25 years, one day he says, well, this is it. I'm going to Africa.
Wow. So he did it. He actually went.
He actually did. And when he did, he was in his 50s, not unlike you. And guess who he met?
He met the love of his life. He met the one.
He met the one. And not only did he meet the one, but now he has two children.
Oh, what a beautiful story. And look, it happened later in the game.
Right.
God loves it. God loves that. You know, we all don't have to get married in our 20s or right out of college. You know, everybody's story is different. And when we realize that, then we can let God lead us. And that's what I had to learn.
Oh, that is one of the lessons I continue to learn to this minute.
I know, because the world wants to put you in a mold, but God has made us all so unique. And Robbie, I remember after I turned 50 and I was on my knees praying, and I said, Lord, where is my husband? Where, I'm already over 50. And I was telling God what he's, you know, I was reading his word back to him. Lord, you say two is better than one. It's not good for a man to be alone. And you're saying, you know, you will give me the desires of my heart. Where is my husband? And I heard the Holy Spirit so clearly say, Wendy, when you're ready, there he will be. And I was, of course, shocked and dismayed. I mean, I'm like, God, how can I not be ready? But I'm a late bloomer. So apparently there were still a few things that God needed to work on me. And so I said, well, God, how can I get ready? You know, I want to be ready. And most of the time when I would ask that, I would hear either wait, you know, have faith, or nothing, because God doesn't really need our help, you know. And and when we do help him and we're tempted to make it happen, sometimes we can birth an Ishmael, as we say, or we can, if we get ahead of God. So So God was just saying, Wendy, wait. When you're ready, there he will be. And it wasn't long after that. It was not long after that that I met Bill.
Well, so I can't help but note, as I become more familiar with your story, that you had this fabulous career. A lot of people, I'm sure, were completely envious of what God did through you with media, right? So can for our listeners, can you kind of take us through that a little bit?
So I started in local news right out of college in the late 80s. And then after 10 years in local news, I came to CBN in 1999, the Christian Broadcasting Network, where I have had a 25-year career that's still going strong with CBN. And I was traveling all over the globe as an international reporter. I was hosting different shows. You know, for a while, I was co-hosting the 700 Club with Pat Robertson, who I missed terribly. That's a whole other story. But yeah, so I was, my career could not have been going better, Robbie. It was everything I dreamed of and way more.
So,
and one day, I actually said, Lord, please stop blessing me professionally in personal life. Don't ever pray that, by the way, because you always still want to be blessed professionally. I was so frustrated because I had this great career and I had no one to share it with. And at Friday evenings, you know, after the last show of the day and people are walking out to their, you know, husbands or significant others. And I would just be like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do with myself for the weekend? Because, you know, church, of course, and going to the gym and blah, blah, blah. But it was like, I wanted what some of my colleagues had, which was family and a life. And my poor sister who lived in DC 4 hours away with her family, I think she was so sick of me showing up every weekend, like, you know, so, but God is, you know, God is faithful. And one thing I know what it's like to wait. And that's why I wrote the book, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best is Worth the Wait, because I talk a lot about waiting. Because that, if you're single and you're listening, you know that that is the hardest part. And there are days where you think, I can't possibly wait one more day. And so I wanted to write about how to wait well, what to do when you feel like that, and why waiting is not punishment, it's preparation.
And so you can't, you know, just from a 10,000-foot view of the situation, you can't help but note that in your case, I am quite certain that God gave you the voice and the media presence in order to deliver that message to somebody who's really hurting out there who is thinking the same thing, right? And then, you know, along comes your book, along comes your story of what God did through that, that, you know, can encourage them and help them to, you know, go to that place of being strong and courageous and wait, I say, on the Lord, right? Because, you know, it's really, really a beautiful, amazing, you know, I recently interviewed this pastor who was still quite active at 80, and he knew that I was a pastor, you know, that I hadn't been a pastor very long, and he said, Robbie, you need this card more than I do. And he'd carried this card in his pocket all his years in ministry, and he'd made himself little notes along the way of things that he needed to remember. And it's literally a treasure. I have it taped in the front of my Bible because it, you know, there's only about 15 points on it, but every one of them is a complete nugget. And one of my absolute favorites I've come to appreciate says just simply, let God do it.
That's it. Yeah. You know, that is it. And that is what I was just reading in this devotional this morning about Abraham. It says he did not waver regarding the promise, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. I mean, Abraham had to believe that he could have this promised child at 100 years old when his body was as good as dead. And a lot of I hear from a lot of singles saying, well, you know, I'm 60, I'm 70, I'm too old. And I'm like, look, God can do it. You know, he is the God of limitless resources. And the only limit comes from us.
Right.
And he wants us to ask
Yeah.
Ask largely, to ask big, to ask for what we want. You know, what do we really want?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we have to go to a break. I'm so sorry. But when we come back, if you've been listening, wondering, is Robbie going to do his shenanigans? Of course I'm going to do my shenanigans. We're going to get to that right after the break. But so much fun with Wendy Griffith. Again, much more coming up.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And how fun today we have Wendy Griffith with an amazing career with CBN and so many other things, that has written this book, which, oh my goodness, what a cool title. You did not miss it, or you didn't miss it. God's best is worth the wait. And so, you know, that idea of the wait, she is going to cover a great deal I can see coming up. I'm very much looking forward to that. But for those of you who are wondering, was Robbie going to do his shenanigans? Yes, of course. So speaking of missing it, Nick.
Now the fun begins. Now it's time to play shenanigans.
Yes, it is time to play shenanigans. And Wendy, feel free to jump in if you feel like... You can endure some dad jokes in the middle of all this.
Okay.
So I know you've been wondering, Nick, whoever invented dentures, he missed out on a big opportunity. What might he called them if he really had been thinking? Instead of calling them dentures, what could he have called them? You got any ideas, Wendy?
No, I don't.
No, not on this one.
You're going to like this. He could have called them, and I think they'd be so much more suitable, substitutes.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah. It's And similarly, whoever coined the phrase dad bod missed out on also a golden opportunity. What should it have been called? Being a dad, I know what it should have been called, Nick. You know?
I don't know on this one.
I bet Wendy knows this one.
Dad bod.
Yeah, they shouldn't have called it a dad bod. They should have called it the father figure.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. Perfect.
And so, this one's a little less, I don't know, tasteful. Why was it, you might get this one, Nick. Why was it a good thing that my ex-wife, why wasn't it a good thing, by the way, that my ex-wife said she missed me? Why was it not a good thing when my wife's ex-wife, not my wife, my ex-wife said she missed me?
I don't know.
I bet, Wendy, you know that one?
I don't think it's a good idea to have her miss you. No, I don't.
Yeah,
I don't know
same.
Why.
Though.
Oh, because I saw her reloading.
Oh. Okay, that's funny.
Yeah, that's, here you go. So although I've been married for 36 years very happily to my wife, I, you know. Anyway. And this one really surprised me, but I have to say I learned something about this. Do you know why a lot of folks miss funerals? And I've noticed this. I don't know if you've ever noticed it, Wendy. A lot of people miss funerals. You know why? They're not mourning people.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
Good.
Oh, goodness.
Good. I like that one.
But I will very tell funny. You, on a very serious note on that same joke, I had this dear friend who lost his daughter right after she graduated when she was 17. And he told me months later, he said to Robbie, he said, you know what, Robbie, I could never tell you who was at her funeral, but I can tell you everybody who wasn't.
Wow.
I've never forgotten that statement from a man that was clearly hurting. And I don't know that that means you have to make every funeral, but obviously, you know, I don't want to be on that somebody's list of the guy who didn't show up. Just saying.
No.
That's anyway. So actually I have a Bible riddle, as you would know, Nick, that for somebody that could call in and win today. And we're hoping to get this book in their hands, which is, you know, you didn't miss it. God's best is worth the wait. So which women in the Bible, which, excuse me, not which women, but which woman in the Bible missed out sitting at Jesus' feet? You might say she was a bit witchy as she flew off the handle. You got, maybe you don't see that
I
so
fast.
I do too, but if you know it, you get to call us at 866-348-7884. And Nick, you can tell them what they'll win.
He's trying sorry. Absolutely, yes, you'll be winning a prize from Arcana Pursuits Prize Vault. Just give us a call at 866-348-7884, 866-34-TRUTH.
Yes, wonderful. 866-348-7884. Which woman in the Bible missed out on sitting at Jesus' feet because she was a bit witchy and she flew off the handle? Meanwhile, getting back to Wendy, the more I think about your story, the more I see that the waiting is the critical aspect of it, right? And
it absolutely is. And you know what? It does. I meet people in their 20s that think they missed it. And it breaks my heart because they're so young. But they might have already gone through a divorce. It might be a single mom or a single dad. And they're seeing all their friends, you know, they're going to all the weddings and they're seeing everybody get married and paired up, and they think it's not going to happen for them. And they might be 20. I met a girl just recently. She was only 26, and I had her read my book, and then we got together afterwards. I asked her what she thought about it, and she said it felt prophetic. And I've heard several people tell me that my latest book, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best Is Worth the Wait, feels prophetic. And it was funny because when I was writing one of the last chapters called It's Your Turn, I had this strong sense that I used to run track in high school, and we did the relay. And so when you're running the relay, of course, you're going to pass that baton to the person that's got their arms stretched out waiting to grab that baton. And I kept feeling like this book is my baton. I'm passing the baton to the next person in front of me that's waiting on God for that promise. And when she told me it felt prophetic to her, I was so happy because this book's ready to go to the publisher now, because at that point I was still going over every chapter and, you know, making sure it was ready. And I was like, okay, it's ready. And so I love that God did that for me, because I know that my story, I know that my waiting was not in vain, because God is now using my story to give hope. So that baton is full of hope. And when the next person reads it, they get filled with hope. And that makes it possible for them to receive their blessing, because we can't even have faith without hope. You know, faith is the substance. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? So you got to have hope. If you're hopeless, and I meet a lot of single people of all ages that say, I've given up, I'm hopeless. And I say, no, you got to get your hope back. So one of the reasons I wrote the book is because I want to be able to give people hope. Because when they get hope, when you get filled with hope, and you can believe God for the promises that He's already given us in the Bible, then it's just a matter of time, you know, before it happens. So that is my passion right now, is to just let singles know that if you still desire it, if you want to be married, God is no respecter of persons. You know, what He did for me, He can and will do for you if you take that baton of hope and run with it.
You know, as you said that about the 20-year-old, I couldn't help but note in my own life that literally, on my 16th birthday, I had a girlfriend. I played on a basketball team. And I went to her house to pick her up. And the point guard, see, I'm kind of tall, and so I played center. And my point guard, who was my best friend, walked up the driveway the same time as me. And I was like, Brian, what are you doing here? And he says, well, I'm here to pick up Susan. I said, you what?
Oh, no.
And so Susan, on my birthday, right, walked down the driveway with Brian, with me standing there, And I went home because I thought, and again, I wasn't a Christian. I had no concept of what hope was. And all I could think was I'd missed, you know, that was it. I was in love, and that love was gone, and so there's no reason to live. And so I attempted suicide that night, which had all sorts of repercussions in my life later on.
Oh no.
There you are. I was 16. And
yeah, because that puppy love is some of the, you know, you feel it some of the most of all the loves that you feel. But so did you have to go to the hospital? Were you okay?
I am okay. I made it. Well, this is, you know, it's just Robbie's comic life. But nonetheless, what I did was I didn't know enough about how to do it, apparently. I just took a whole bottle of Sominex. And don't try this at home. By all means, nobody do this. But don't try it out to see if it worked. I don't know how many of the whole bottle was left based on how much my mom had used it or whatever. But I was so terrified all night that I was going to die that I never went to sleep. And so
you really didn't want to die. You just wanted to be put, you wanted the pain to go away.
Yeah, I don't know what I was just like a cast sheep, you know, like I'm upside down, flailing my legs, and I don't know what I'm supposed to do, but I'm just in horrible pain. And so what I did not have was hope. I didn't understand what was going on. I really didn't have anybody in my life like God to talk to or a Bible to refer to, right? And so, you know, you're completely right there. And so I would say to anybody, like any age, like, man, I imagine there's 11, 12-year-olds that find themselves in that same exact place, because once you feel betrayed and whatever that, you can't help but wonder, you know, what that may be. So I hear the music in the background. We got to go to another break. We have Sarita is in Raleigh and Scott is in Winston. So we got two answers. I'm looking forward to those. And we got a whole lot more. We haven't even heard about Wendy's husband yet. So I got to find out. We got so much stuff to talk about. So stay tuned. I'm excited to see what Sarita has to say. And Scott, we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. So fun today we have Wendy Griffith here with us in her book, You Didn't Miss It, God's Best is Worth the Wait. And so fun. What a story. And so excited to talk to her more. But first we got Sarita is in Raleigh. And so Sarita, you know which woman missed out sitting on Jesus's feet?
Good morning. I'm going to say Martha. Mary's sister was busy doing a good thing and serving others, but missed out.
Yeah, it's so sad, isn't it? Like, man, you know, I feel certain she's probably in heaven going, I can't believe, man, I had the opportunity. Now for centuries, people are saying, you missed it.
Looking back, right?
Yeah. And, you know, I have a good friend that always reminds me we're not human doings. We're human beings.
Yes.
And so how about you, Sarita? Did you miss it? Did you have an opportunity when you were younger to feel all discouraged that you'd never find the man of your dream? Are you there now?
Ha ha ha. So I have been there. I wonder if most of us women who didn't get married and find the right one in our teens and our 20s, I got married at about, I think it was about 36, 38.
Really?
And I've been married for, almost 15 years now. But yeah, I did a lot of praying, a lot of waiting, a lot of why not me, God, why everybody else? So totally 100% relate. But God is awesome, right? And he blessed me incredibly and continues to do so. But I love my husband dearly.
Well, tell us about him a little bit. Like, what? Just how did you meet him? I mean, that would be cool.
So we met, I was a Montessori directress. So I worked with our kiddos. from first to sixth grade. I was a teacher, but in Montessori, they call them directresses, but a teacher, an educator. And he was the director of IT at the school. And that's how we met.
All right. So did he reach out to you first and say, do you want to go hang out, or did you reach out to him?
Yeah, but I guess he was slow, though. Oh, my gosh. I was like, does he like me? Does he not like me? Am I reading him incorrectly? You know, and but he was so sweet. He was such a gentleman. And I'm much more of a, you know, fast-paced person, and he's slower, right, which often happens. God just kind of brings two different people together, and I think we complement each other very, very well. But, yeah, in the beginning, I was like, I'm not sure. I think he likes me. I think all these things are hints that he likes me, and it turns out that they were, but I always questioned it.
It was worth the wait.
It was worth the wait, 100%. Isn't it?
Wouldn't you agree, Wendy? It's worth the wait.
God's choice is always worth the wait.
Oh, I love this story. I love hearing love stories and how people met. And I'm so glad you found a good one. And yes, you had to wait, but you didn't have to wait as long as me. So thank God for that.
But like you just said a little while ago, even in your 60s and your 70s, right? It can happen if it's meant to be. We just gotta be patient and wait for God's best for us.
Yeah, and
I just heard from two women that are in their early 70s that wrote me, that read my new book, and they said, Wendy, I was about to give up until I read your book, and now I'm full of hope again. So that makes me so happy when I hear that.
It makes me happy too. Well, Sarita, God bless you. Thank you so much for calling in today. And Nick got your information so we can get a book out to you.
God bless you too. And I think he asked me to hold on.
Okay, well, he'll put you on the hold. He'll figure all that out. He's much better at this phone. I don't want to hang up on you by accident. So,
well, thank you. God bless you both. I'm so excited I got to talk to you. And yay, thank you for everything. I listen to you pretty much every Saturday morning. So thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. That means so much to me. That makes my day, Sarita. God bless you. Am I saying your name right?
Yes, you are. Thank you.
Oh, good, good. Well, Nick's a good speller. he spells the way I talk, so he knows how to do it. Thank you, Sarita. God bless.
God bless.
So, Wendy, we all want to know the story. Like, how did you meet him? How did this happen? Like, you waited all this time. So,
yes. Well, I am going to tell you that. But before I forget, because I sometimes forget to mention this, I am having a singles retreat in beautiful Virginia Beach, June 14th and 15th at the Wyndham Oceanfront. There are men, it's open to men and women, single men and women of all ages. So many people have already signed up. I've got, for some reason, here we are on the East Coast, but a lot of people coming from California. So I don't know why, but we got California, Florida, got two ladies coming from Canada, got a guy coming from Colorado. Anyway, people are coming from all over. It's going to be two nights in a Saturday morning of incredible speakers. We're going to have worship. We're going to have prayer. We're going to have people giving their incredible testimonies of how God brought them together. And some of the people that are speaking are also featured in my book, because I tell some other great love stories. So I hope you don't mind, Robbie.
Please. And how do people register?
Just go to WendyGriffithAuthor.com, Wendy Griffith Author, WendyGriffithAuthor.com, and you'll see a place to sign up for the Ready for Love Singles Retreat. And I called it the Ready for Love because you do have to be ready, and you don't want, because that's what God told me. So Wendy, when you're ready, there he'll be. So this is called the Ready for Love Singles Retreat. You don't have to be ready to come. You can just maybe want to meet other great singles and hang out and be inspired and leave with a lot more hope than you came with. But we are going to have an amazing time.
And
it's on the oceanfront.
It's where exactly?
Well,
I know it's
Wyndham Virginia Beach Oceanfront.
Oh, Virginia Beach.
So it's Virginia Beach. Yeah.
All right. So we got stations in Virginia, lots of them, that are probably listening right now. So that's for you. It's right around the corner. And for a lot of folks in North and South Carolina and Dayton, Ohio, and all sorts of places that are listening right now that could know. Virginia Beach, the Wyndham, I bet it's absolutely beautiful. And how cool. Two days to hang out and really just build hope and that whole thing.
And of course, there's some built-in beach time. So most of the events are either are in the evening, and then on Saturday morning, we have some workshops. But all day Saturday afternoon, people can enjoy the beach if they're coming from out of town. And also go to Wendy Griffith TV on Instagram. If you're on Instagram, I'm posting so much. I just posted a great video today of one of my speakers. He's a local guy. He's a single, older single. He's going to be speaking, and it's his video is super funny. So go to Wendy Griffith TV. His name is Andre. He's a personal trainer, and he has a great message today. But he's going to be one of our speakers.
That's awesome. That is awesome. So let's hear it. What happened? How did he show up in your life?
Well, when I turned 50, still was single, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro for my birthday because I'd gotten into, well, I loved hiking, but I was ready for a bigger mountain. So I went to Africa with a group, and I didn't know anybody until I got there, but climbed Kilimanjaro. And I said, Lord, you're not giving me a husband or a boy, even a boyfriend right now. Give me another mountain to climb. So then a couple years later, I climbed Everest Base Camp. And so by 2017, I was trekking on the Inca Trail to Machu Picchu with my friend Jenna. And now I'm 52, okay? And I'm like, God, well, no, I'm 52 and a half. And I said, Jenna, when we get back to Virginia Beach, can you fix me up with somebody? Because I wasn't meeting anybody at work, church, grocery store, travels, you know, it was just like zero. And I knew she knew a lot of people in Virginia Beach. So she said, sure, like she knew somebody. And we got back a week later. I'm down at the Hilton at the oceanfront. And we had a double date, and she introduced me to this guy named Bill. And that was how we met. It was very kind of anticlimactic in a way. It was very like, oh, you know, it's just going to be a double date, and we'll just, I was just happy to be out with somebody of the opposite sex, you know?
Yeah, sure. And blind date in Virginia Beach. And once again, you hear the music. So, of course, I know you're like me. You're anxious to hear the rest of the story. So we've got so much more coming up with Wendy. Again, Wendy Griffith, author.com, which her last name is spelled like Andy Griffith. It's pretty easy.
Yeah.
Wendy Griffith, author.com. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Truth Network and TruthNetwork.com.
Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and how fun today we have passion as somebody's passion. Wendy Griffith and her book, I just love this title. You didn't miss it. You know, God's best for your life, and it's worth the wait. It certainly is. And so you guys went, and when we left our hero, Wendy, she was out in Virginia Beach with Bill. And so there you were, which, by the way, I met my wife on a blind double date as well many years ago, but very cool. So there you were, and so I take it you and Bill hit it off.
Well, we enjoyed each other's company for sure. It was definitely not love at first sight. I thought he was cute, and he got my number at the end of the date, but we didn't see each other for another month. So God did me a favor, Robbie, by not letting me be head over heels all at once, because I'm sort of an all or nothing girl. So if I had thought, oh my gosh, he's the one, I probably would have smothered him and he would have run for the hills. So God did me such a favor, and actually he did Bill a favor, because men are designed to pursue us. They're the hunters. They're the ones, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And so I was, you know, looking back, so happy that I didn't know he was the one, because I got to be sort of nonchalant and, oh, you know, maybe I'll text him back, or, you know, he got to pursue me. And then in that pursuit, and when I say pursue, he called, not every day, but like he would call me more than I would call him, or he would text more. And thank goodness he wasn't a text only guy. I mean, I don't know if I'm just old school. I don't know how the young people are doing it, but I enjoyed hearing his voice. I still think that is more romantic. And if you're pursuing somebody, if you're a man, don't be afraid to call her. Texting can be colder, you know, but anyway, so 4 weeks went by, and at the end of the 4 weeks, the four of us got together again. And then I sort of saw him a little bit. I thought, oh, you know, I think I'm starting to kind of like him. And then, but it wasn't until he asked me to go blueberry picking that kind of a light bulb went on. So I write about that in the book. I have a whole chapter devoted to the blueberry picking date, because that's sort of where things changed and the light bulb went on. And I thought, wow, okay.
That's cool.
Because, you know, what's so great is that he had a plan. He had a date idea. And I think it was just intrigued me that, wow, he really put some thought into this. He wasn't just like, oh, what do you want to do? You know, you want to hang out? No, he had a date idea. So if you're a guy and you want to pursue a woman, you know, I think it's a good idea to have a very specific date idea in mind. It lets her know that you put some thought into your date.
Yeah, that's beautiful. And, you know, that whole the whole thing, you know, clearly you climbing mountains and that kind of stuff, just to be outside with God, it's a different environment altogether, right?
You know, it's funny too. I told you I climbed Kilimanjaro when I was 50. When Bill and we went on our honeymoon, we went back to Africa and we went on a safari in Tanzania, and we got to see Kilimanjaro on our way back to the last day of our honeymoon. We were in a van and we were driving. Our driver was taking us back to the airport, so it was bittersweet because it had been such an amazing honeymoon. And suddenly the driver said, oh my goodness, you guys are lucky you can see the mountain today. And he was talking about Kilimanjaro, because I guess normally it was, you couldn't see the right top, the snow-covered peak, because of the overcast sky. But he said, today you could see it. And he said, you guys want to get out and take a picture? So we got out, we took a photo with the mountain behind us, and then we jumped back in the car and we're on our way to the airport. And I asked the driver what his name is. And he said, God listened. And I said, no, what's your name? He said, God listened. God listened. And so I just couldn't believe, you know, because when I was on Kilimanjaro, I was actually heartbroken. I was still recovering
from the breakup
I had in my late 40s. It was a guy I dated for about a year. And I wrote a book called You Are a Prize to Be Won when I was single. I dedicated that book to my future husband, and that book had just come out, and I was climbing Kilimanjaro, and I was still working through that pain of that breakup. And so for God to bring me back to the foot of Kilimanjaro 4 or 5 years later with my husband, with my now husband, and we're the driver's
right
name is God Listened.
Oh, yes,
God
did.
Listened.
Wow.
Talk about a full circle.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. It happened literally at the foot of Kilimanjaro. So God is so faithful. You know, he didn't forget. You know, I was 54 and a half when I walked down the aisle for the very first time. And God has not forgotten you.
No, he hasn't. Well, Wendy, you got about 20 seconds to make sure people get your book. Get to your retreat. Let them have it.
Okay. Yes. Get my book, Amazon, You Are a Prize to Be Won, and the new one, You Didn't Miss It, the sequel, The Happy Ending. And also come to my retreat this summer in beautiful Virginia Beach Oceanfront, the Ready for Love Tour, Wendy Griffith Author. I called it the Ready for Love Tour. It could be the World Tour, the Ready for Love World Tour, but this is our first retreat, WendyGriffithAuthor.com to sign up.
Oh, thank you so much, Wendy. Thank you for listening and for listening to the Truth Network. It means the world to us.
This is the Truth Network.